Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Mo, you're a perpetual blue machine. What an odd way to start the show. You'd think I maybe would start a little more optimistic or something. I just love the guitar in that. I just think, Kev Mo. And he's been around for quite a while. Kev Mo, he's going to be in the Palouse on the 3rd of May. You need to get your tickets to Tickets West for Kev Mo. Hello, everybody. I'm Dan Marr, and this is Inland Folk. Inland Folk for February the 8th and 9th, depending on when you're listening. Oh, my goodness me. How about that? And some things we need to take care of here. And we're a little late on Pete Seeger. We'll discuss Pete Seeger in the second hour of the show. And also want to note, and we'll be doing more on this next week. I just got this note, and so we're doing a little bit of quick editing here. T.R. Ritchie passed away on the 29th of January. I was not aware of that. We had just done that concert on the 18th. On the 29th, the morning of the 29th, he passed away. And there you go. And so we'll talk about T.R. next week and read some from his book and listen to some of his music. And that's what we'll do next week. Pete Seeger, of course, and also Bob McQuillan, who was a composer of contradance tunes, and who was a Marine, and he had been in Korea, and he was an awesome teacher, taught industrial arts over in Petersburg, and he would show up at Folklife every so often. He died. He was 90 years old. Bob McQuillan, if you're in the contradance scene, a lot of the tunes that you hear are probably Bob McQuillan tunes. 1,300 tunes. Wrote mainly for friends. First one was Scotty O'Neill's. Bob McQuillan, dead. Died at Manchester Hospital on Sunday. There in Massachusetts, I believe. Yes, indeed. So they come and they go, and we miss them, and we recognize them as we should when they're here with us. Okay? Alrighty. How about something more from Kev Mo here, I think?
I don't came around every once in a while. But Mama, she was there all the time. In summertime in Compton was not like TV, but we were right there where we needed to be. And the Thurman boys on Peach Street with only their dad, so proud of themselves in that old Pontiac. Her Bible and her three little boys at the Double Rock Baptist Church making a joyful noise. There's more than one way home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. Whatever road you might be on, you find your own way. Working weekdays after school from 5 to 9. And Tommy, John, and Charlie were the neighborhood stars with their mid-sized homes and their big fancy cars. And when the Eagle flied on Friday, I'd go out to play, wasting time with Otis out on the dock of the bay. And my ticket to adventure was a ride on the bus. Different places, different places, but they were just like us. There's more than one way home. Ain't no right way, ain't no wrong. And whatever road you might be on, you find your own way. Cause there's more than one way.
He's such a good slide player, Kev Moe. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Going to be May 3rd in the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum, May the 3rd. And tickets available at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT, as are tickets for a lot of the major events. Beau Soleil, Bruce Coburn, they're all there. Bruce Coburn's going to be around, too. I can't quite remember if it's the first part of March or the end of February. It's all tickets west. But Kev Mo, May the 3rd at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum, sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts. Kev Mo, May the 3rd. Alrighty, Kate Rusby. This is totally different. Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts here.
Preferred the battle continued on. dropping and fountains of scalping along the cover and out of the back. All the galloping, all the walloping, all the cry of the Galloway Jack. Off like a feather he floats to the heather and blackberry calls him a tune in his track. The spot and spider and beauty beside her, then Red Drake and the rest of the pack. Well, now they're losing him now, well, they're finding him now, they're winding him round by the stack. Hark, the hunt to the hind, we foller and hoop and holler and forward and back. Sure, there's none brisker who faint cock to whisker, nor bustles more brisker than yonder old Jack. One more double across the stubble and he's in trouble and tossed by the pack. And Brer and Stare are away to the stable with jovial hunts from the table attack. It's meat where munching and oats they're crunching as bales are emptied and bottles are cracked. Here's to the mast and on fair and on faster to steady the ready and screw up the slack. Here's to the hunt with your glasses a jingle with joy come mingle and here's to the pack. Well, all the yelping of fountains are scalping along the cover and out to the back. All the galloping, all the walloping, all the cry of the Galloway Jack. Off like a feather he floats to the heather and blackberry calls him a tune in his track. The spot and spider and beauty beside her, then Red Drake and the rest of the pack. Well, now they're losing him now, but they're finding him now, they're winding him round by the stack. Half the hunt to the hind, we follow and hope and holler and forward and back. Sure, there's none brisker who faint cock to whisker, nor bustles more brisker than yonder old Jack. One more double across the stubble, and he's in trouble and tossed by the pack. And Brer and Stare are away to the stable with jovial hunts from the table attack. Smeet where munching and oats they're crunching as bales are emptied and bottles are cracked. Here's to the mast and on fair and on faster to steady the ready and screw up the slack. Here's to the hunt with your glasses a jingle with joy come mingle and here's to the pack.
That's Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts there. They had been with the Poozies. I think Catherine Roberts might still be with the Poozies. And that's an all-woman folk group out of Scotland and England, originally out of Scotland. And they did a lot of cool stuff. And this is an album that they did as a duet, Kate Rusby and Catherine Roberts. And it's a pretty good album, actually. In there, there was an instrumental jig, a set of jigs there by the group Kalanua. And it's an Irish group. They're young, and they play the traditional stuff so well. They're going to be in the Jones Theater on the WSU campus on March the 12th. And again, your tickets are available at Tickets West, 1-800-325-SEAT. This is an awesome, awesome Irish group. And we haven't had a good Irish group, with the exception maybe, and I'm talking about the whole area here, with the exception maybe of the Floating Crowbars, which are an excellent, excellent Irish group. Locally, but we haven't had an Irish group for quite a few years, actually, a really good Irish group. We've had some solo fiddlers and some things like that, but these guys are awesome, Kalanua, and they will be in concert March the 12th at the Beasley Performing Arts Coliseum there on the WSU campus. No, that's at the Jones Theater, Kev Moe's at the Beasley. So the Jones Theater for Kalanua. We're going to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Maher. We're going to be right back with lots, lots, lots more music. Hang on, because we are coming back. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by Belus ENT, specializing in ear, nose, throat, and allergy care. Dr. Ward has 40 years of experience providing patient care, from allergy testing and treatment to nasal and sinus problems. Located at Pullman Regional Hospital and online at belusent.com.
There's a winter weather advisory through tonight. Snow is likely today with high temperatures 24 in Pullman, 30 in Clarkston. Tonight's lows will be in the mid-teens to lower 20s and moderating temperatures beginning tomorrow with high temperatures 28 on the Palouse, 33 in the Lewiston-Clarkston Valley.
No.
my goodness. Kalanua. Kalanua is the name of the group, and they are going to be at the Jones Theater in Dagge Hall there on the WSU campus on March the 12th. That theater holds about 400 people, and this could given as good as these guys are, and again, we haven't had a traditional Irish group. We've had some duets and some fiddle players and some, but a group, a full group of five or six people, we haven't had in a long, long, long time in this whole neck of the woods, Spokane and everything. That Celtic Music Society, you know, did such a good job up there in Spokane, but the turnout just wasn't what is necessary to get some of these groups in. So anyway, sponsored by the WSU Performing Arts there. Alrighty, Kalanua. And what can you say? Good stuff in the old style. The tenor banjo and the guitar player, he plays a lot like Sean McDonald from the Battlefield Band, with more of a swing chord, more of a jazz type of a feel to it, kind of like Willie Hunter, you know, and all those guys. Those guitar players, those that kind of played Scottish music and Northern Irish music with a bit of a swing to it, and that's, of course, a lot of those Americans who were stationed on the Shetland Isles during World War II brought a lot of those chords over and stuff. So there you go. Wow, neat stuff, neat stuff. One more from Kate and Catherine, here we go.
And they laid him in the cold clay. on the plains of Waterloo. The more he is gonna let me, the water will I take. Through lonesome woods and shady groves, I'll wander for his sake. Through lonesome woods and shady groves, I'll wander through and through. And I'll mourn for him that's dead upon the plains of Waterloo.
Burning babies, burning flags, the hawks against the doves. I took a job in a steamer down on Calderon Street, and I fell in love with a laundry girl who was working next to me. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine a breath of wind might blow her away. She was a lost child, and she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no price on love, I'll stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. Brown hair, zigzag around the face, and a look of surprise, like a fox caught in the headlights, there was animal in her eyes. She said, young man, oh, can't you see, I'm not the factory kind. If you don't take me out of here, I will surely lose my mind. She was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, so fine that I might crush her where she lay. She was a lost child, and she was running wild. She said, as long as there's no prize, I'm never stay. And you wouldn't want me any other way. A lost child, and she was running wild.
She said, as long as there's no prize on the ball's day, and you wouldn't want me any other way. We were camping down the Gower one time, the work was pretty good. She thought we shouldn't wait for the frost, and I thought maybe we should. We were drinking more in those days, and tempers reached a pitch. And like a fool, I let her run with the rambling itch. Sleeping rough, back on the Derby beat, white horse in her hip pocket, and a wolfhound at her feet. And they say she even married once, a man named Romany Brown, but even a gypsy caravan was too much settling down. And they say her flower is faded now, hard weather and hard booze, but maybe that's just the price you pay for the chains you refuse. Oh, she was a rare thing, fine as a bee's wing, and I miss her more than ever words could say. If I could just taste all of her wildness now, if I could hold her in my arms today, then I wouldn't want her any other way.
That's the group Caliban, whom we played, and before that we played the group Kalanua, on a Calas, Caliban Bee's Wing. It's an old Richard Thompson song. It's very Richard Thompson, actually. It's probably very autobiographical. And that fella did a nice job. Nice bouzouki work in this group. Bouzouki and fiddle mix. Caliban is the name of the group. Oh, yes, indeed. And we may play more from them a bit later on. Yes, we will. In the next hour, we're going to take a look at Pete Seeger for a while. And we'll go where that goes. Alrighty. Speaking of troubadours and speaking of Celtic, and we're moving a little bit away from the Celtic because he wasn't necessarily a Celtic musician as far as Celtic music goes, but there's a lot of Celticness in what he does, especially in his later stuff. And this is called Donovan Troubadour, 1964 to 1976. It's actually a pretty good album on Rhino Records. Of course, it has a lot of the greatest hits, but it has stuff like this, too.
Should you wander this land to the north, and few seldom do, should you follow the song of the gull to enchanted western isles, coax a fisherman to take you out where the silky seals are seen, hear the stories that they tell about the maiden who is their queen, the maiden who is their queen. Yeah, slaughtering. They're left on the rocks to bleed. He's not a man who does this thing. It's a cruel and a heartless deed. A cruel and heartless deed. Celia of the seals. She knows just how they feel. Celia of the seals. Celia of the seals. Celia of the seals. She knows just how they feel. Celia of the seals. Celia of the seals. Celia of the seals. Oy, oy,
Donovan, and the chorus to that is from the Song of the Sea. What's the thing that Jean Redpath does about the scene? She goes, "Coir noir, noir." What is that song? The Song of the Seal. I have to find that. But that's what that's all about. Donovan. Nice song, huh? And like I say, that's later Donovan's stuff. But, wow, it's pretty cool. And of course, I don't know what Donovan did. You know, this takes you up to 1976, and most of the Donovan Hits albums only take you up into the late 70s. I don't know what Donovan did in the 80s and 90s, and I know that he did some recreations of a couple of things in the 2000s. But he's still around, and he's still doing some things. Went to art school and started singing folk songs. And was basically an imitator. And there's no getting around it. He was a Woody imitator. He was a Dylan imitator. Trashed Bob Dylan for going electric. But then he himself did it a couple months later. He was not necessarily a trendsetter. He was a follower. And that's there's no getting around it. But occasionally he'd come up with some gems from Donovan. All righty. We're going to take a look at Pete Seeger next hour. And we're going to take a look at a lot of other good music in the hour after that, as well as a calendar. And you'll hear about a lot of good things. Beau Soleil is going to be in town. Bruce Coburn is going to be in town fairly soon. And wow, there's a lot of good stuff happening. A lot of dances, too. So we'll talk about all of that in the calendar. And that'll be at the beginning of the third hour. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, at WSU.edu. And I will get back to you. I promise. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful audience I have. And it seems to be getting bigger and bigger and bigger as time goes by. So just let me know that you're listening. Let me know what you want to hear. Let me know what you don't want to hear. And we work with it all. Alrighty? The Rankin family in the background winding up the hour. We're going to be right back for the second hour of the show. You just hang on, hang on, hang on, because we're coming back. Hang on now. Hang on.
Some of the most innovative music from Celtic roots is built around the rock of acoustic and electric bass. Hear players like Ricardo Del Fra and Alain Gentil on the Thistle and Shamrock.
Join Fiona Ritchie with the Thistle and Shamrock at 2 o'clock. That's a couple of hours from now, right after hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr. But stay with us right now, because hour two is just about to begin. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.
There's so much to know about classical music, but you don't need to sit through a lecture to enjoy it or love it. Come to Northwest Public Radio every weekday from 9 to 4 to hear wonderful melodies that speak to your imagination and your heart with just the right amount of information to keep it interesting. You can also listen at nwpr.org.